from the Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today, we have a very interesting show. We have a very special guest, Warren Gresius, who's one of the top motivational speakers in the world. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around, because we got a great show. I could see the city light.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's D-U-C-T-Z, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding, delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is the show to listen to. Don, welcome back on this Thursday, April 5th of 2007. I think this is, what, your 13th straight day of work?
Yeah.
How's your week going, my friend?
Well, 13 is my favorite number. So maybe
it is. That's right. I forgot. It's your birthday, so.
Yeah, with the show this weekend, just carry through, you know. That's the way it goes. No time to take off. It's
right,
all full steam ahead, Marty.
Absolutely, yeah. I know your little ones must be excited about this weekend, huh?
Yeah, Easter's a couple days, so, you know, my twins are at the point now where they can understand things like Christmas and Halloween and now Easter. So yeah, I'm looking forward to having some fun with them this weekend.
Exactly. Over the weekend, we attended the 16th annual Franchise Expo in Washington, D.C. What were your thoughts on the show this year?
Yeah, we were talking about it for weeks and a lot of planning because our company actually exhibits at the show. And
right.
I mean, just a great time. I mean, it's hard work, but you get to see some of your franchise clients. You get to meet people you've maybe spoken to on the phone, haven't met yet. So you see them there. It's always good to put a face to the name, of course. And, you know, it's a good way to just network and pick up some new leads. And also you get to see your friends. I've gotten to know a lot of people from the lenders we work with and different suppliers that we advertise with.
Right.
And then, of course, it's always great to get the free stuff.
Absolutely, which we did, you know. It was just, you know, walking around. And, you know, it was neat to, you know, actually get to meet, you know, some of the people that we had on the show. You know,
right.
We got to meet Michael Kleinmeyer of Pop Lock and Terry of Franchise Works. And I know you ran into Jerome,
yes.
Fantastic Sam. So that's something. I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, I thought it was a great show this year. I mean,
yeah.
Some interesting concepts. Any concepts that stood out, Don, as far as, like, anything new or?
Well, I think there was, from last year's show, like there was a turnover about you know, at least a third. There was new franchises there.
Right, absolutely.
You know, I saw Cluck U Chicken was there, and they looked like they had a lot going on. And,
right.
You know, always the food franchises are always, there's always a lot of people hanging around there because they're, you know, giving out the stuff.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, some of them were, like, I think it was Maggie Moose had a huge line. You know, I don't know if you stopped by their booth. Darren of, what is it, the original Soup Man. I mean, that was just
right.
You've seen the line that he had, you know, so it was incredible. But, you know, it was neat, though, just walking around. What I like the most is just walking around and getting to see some, like, the new concepts.
Right.
You know.
Finding out what they're all about. A lot of times they hand out little stuff. It's great. I come home, I'm taking all kinds of stuff for the kids, bouncing balls. And,
absolutely.
Different things. Also, Liberty Tax Service was there. And
That's right.
They had those foam hats like the Statue of Liberty, so we put them on it, and they liked that. So there's always little stuff for them to play with. You know, you get T-shirts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just a good time. It's nice seeing people. It's 3 days. By Sunday, you get a little tired.
I imagine, yeah. I might imagine you were exhausted coming home from Washington back into Jersey, you know, so. But that's good news.
You know, it's not that far, you know, a ride for us. It's not that far away. So it's good having it every year down in D.C. for us, at least, being here up here in New York.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you ever get the chance, I know you probably can't do it, Don, but you take the train down and you get down there in about 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's an express train that actually goes from New Jersey into D.C., and it's fantastic. It's just sit back and relax and enjoy the view, you know.
If I didn't have, you know, so much stuff to bring, I'd probably do that.
Exactly.
Driving is a little bit of a pain. You know?
Yeah, well, maybe next year, you know, you and I talked about doing a show,
right.
A live show, you know, from the expo. So, I mean, I think that would be incredible. So, you know, before you know it, it's going to be here. So
we'll have to figure out the math. Maybe it'll work out. Well, that'll be like our 100th show.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Oh, geez. Our last show, Don, we got to meet with Carol Mercurio, Franchise. What were your thoughts on last week's show?
Yeah, I loved her presentation, Marty. She had a slideshow, easy to follow. I mean, there's so much to cover with a new franchise prospect. They're you know, coming in sometimes not knowing anything about franchising, and she really has it all broken down and detailed.
She does.
You know, I really like the way she, you know, she did it, so she can quickly, you know, determine if that person is right for a franchise system. And you know, you've heard me say I'm just really high on Franchoice as a company. I mean,
right.
I've been working with a lot of their associates for several years now. They got a very strong reputation, and they've just very successful at putting people in business. So, and we didn't get to finish with her, so we'll have her on again in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very impressed with her. You know, she really goes a little deeper with the aspiring entrepreneur, and she gets into the whole psychology aspect of it, Don, you know, and why someone wants to go into their own business. You know, in fact, I think she mentioned, or she joked that her kids call her, I think it was Dr. Carol.
Right.
Or
something. Yeah, I mentioned her being a psychologist because of how
exactly
she has to go into people's inner thoughts and what they're looking for, what they've done. So
right, and she does that too. I don't know if you remember that she was telling the funny story that, you know, how many people request from her to get information on becoming a Dunkin' Donuts franchisee. You know, and then she asks them why, and they said because I love the coffee and I love the donuts. And her response is, you know, do you know you can buy a dozen donuts and a cup of coffee without actually buying the building or the franchise. You know, I thought that was really brilliant, you know, and that's probably very typical, you know, of a lot of people that do want want to go into their own business, you know, especially that part of the country. You know, New Jersey, you see Dunkin' Donuts all over the place, and everybody loves them, you know. But I tell you, owning one is got to be a totally different story. So she goes really deep into, you know, the whole psychological aspects of it, which I was very, very impressed.
I mean, working with so many consultants, I'm always hearing people usually end up investing in a franchise they never thought they'd one possibly didn't know about, or an industry they certainly didn't think that they'd end up in. So that's an interesting aspect of what she does in Fran Choice.
Absolutely. You know, and if you missed the show, for, you know, those listening today, if you missed the show, you can actually go back and listen to it on the audio archives. And, you know, what I loved about last week's show, Don, is we actually got to do it with a PowerPoint presentation, you know, which is the beauty of Internet radio. It's something you really can't do with traditional AM, FM radio.
Right.
You know, so our listeners actually got to, you know, go through this PowerPoint presentation as Carol was talking. And it's just, I said, wow, you know, after that show was over, it's just such an exciting time, you know, in the world of Internet. So.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. What do we got going on today, Don? I know we got an exciting show today, and we got a couple nice ones coming up in the next several weeks.
Yeah, we're meeting with Warren Gresius today.
Great.
Of sales, entrepreneurship, and success fame. He's very
right.
well known.
He is.
More franchises today, as we know, require some experience in sales to achieve success, so he helps in that area. And he's a Hall of Fame speaker, part of the CPAE.
Right.
He's one of the most riveting motivational speakers in the business, Marty, an expert in the area of personal and professional development. He delivers over 70 talks a year to corporations and associations throughout the world. I was on his website. I mean, you know, he's getting up in front of thousands of people.
He is. He's great to listen to, and on his radio show as well, Don. I mean, if you want to get pumped up, you know, listen to Warren. I mean, he's just very motivational. He's very good at his job. I think he's one of the
right.
best.
And you know, obviously he'll go over all that with us. I mean, he's you know, I see he's from New York City. He's got a lot of street smarts and sales instincts.
That's great.
I guess his goal is to pump up confidence in people. And
he does that absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure he can teach us a few things. I might put him on the spot and demand that he teach us.
There you go, to keep the show going.
On April 12th, we're going to be meeting with Allegra Print Imaging, and
that's
one of the largest.
Great.
World's largest graphic communications franchises, linking more than 600 locations in North America and United Kingdom.
Wow.
They rank in the top 200 in sales among all franchise companies in the world, and they're considered a leader in franchise training, technology implementation, and system profitability.
Right.
And they have six brands, and we've talked about that. We'll go over that more specifically when we have them on. Members of its printing division offer advanced graphic communications technologies, including full-color printing, graphic design services, electronic publishing. It really seems like their franchisees offer a lot of different services in this department. They also have a sign division.
God, they do so many different things.
Yeah.
I was unaware, you know, when you know, we first said we were going to have Allegra on the show, that they did all these different things, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be interesting, having those guys. I think that would be a two-hour show, actually. But
they do online file transfer. They do a lot of, you know, technological.
That's incredible.
High-speed copying. So, and I've been working with them for years.
Absolutely.
Getting people finance, and they've been expanding into the digital and sign area. So we'll find all about that. Then on April 19th, we're going to be hosting our own show. We're going to be discussing what's gone on since we started the show, why we started the show, some of the highlights, you know, all the interesting aspects and people we've had on, and so this, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun coming up in a few weeks.
Absolutely, there's so much to talk about, you know. And I was thinking this morning, Don, I was not sure if this is our 19th or our 20th show, you know, but that's 19 or 20 hours now of information to an aspiring entrepreneur. So if you just came and, you know, you're introduced to Franchise Interviews today on World Talk Radio, you know, I mean, there's a lot of information in all of our shows. And again, you and I learn something every single show. So
right.
I'm excited to do our own show. You know, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I think you and I have a lot to say, and we never get to say it in the first segment, you know, so.
It'll probably be our lowest rated show.
Oh, I hope not. Yeah. No, we'll be promoting that show. We'll promote the heck out of it, so. Absolutely. Let's see, what else do we have going on, Don? So I guess those are the things coming up in the next couple of weeks, and then we have a couple announcements. There was one announcement that I just wanted to make. This was something that you and I have been waiting for. It was exciting news for everyone at the World Talk Radio family. It's from Yahoo Finance. Motivox completes acquisition of World Talk Radio, and this acquisition creates the world's largest Internet talk radio network with over 200 live weekly shows and over 100,000 hours. That's a pretty big number.
Wow.
Of archived proprietary content. Just a couple of highlights. I won't read read the whole article. It says, Internet broadcasting pioneer, producing and syndicating online audio and video today, announced that it has closed the transaction to acquire San Diego, California-based World Talk Radio. They're talking about Motivox. And I'm not even sure if I'm saying that right. World Talk Radio, one-time rival Motivox's Voice America networks with more than 70 unique Internet radio shows with hosts and topics, will now be syndicated, which you and I now know that's a powerful word in the world of radio, yeah, into the Voice America networks of Motivox, you know, so that's fantastic. I mean, that's
yeah, I mean, great. Just you know, more listeners to our show, the more people we can help, so it's just going to be better.
Absolutely, which I say makes us the biggest franchise radio show on the planet, but yeah, we'll have to look into that.
Well,
there you go.
It really seems like these guys are on the cutting edge with technology, and it looks like it could be a real nice merger here. So
absolutely, yeah. I know everybody is excited about the whole thing, you know. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, working with those guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, here in the title says over 100,000 hours of archived content.
Absolutely, that's a lot, you know. I know our friends at Arbor Talk, Ken Six and Peter Felix, they're moving over to 2 hours now, Don, on Wednesdays, actually. They usually follow us. So, yeah, I mean, the growth of their show as well.
Good.
That's fantastic. Yeah, congrats to them, you know. So I'm going to miss listening to their show after our show, you know, because I usually will have something to eat after, you know, our show. But so anyway, so congrats to those guys. And I know you had a couple news clips.
Yeah, a couple things here, Marty. Here's something from Franchise Market Magazine. Franchising sector booming. New research shows. This is out of D.C. Franchise businesses are expanding at a fast pace, while new franchise concepts are appearing in greater numbers, according to one of a series of IFA Educational Foundation FranData studies about the sector. More industries are choosing franchising as a method of expanding their business, said IFA President Matthew Shea, noting that the sector's impact on the U.S. economy alone was recently determined to exceed $1.5 trillion, nearly 10% of the nation's private sector economy, and the source of jobs for more than 18 million Americans in the franchising area. So like we've talked about before, all the numbers are going up and improving.
They are.
Drawing from a database of nearly 2,500 franchise concepts, researchers found that the number of concepts was growing in 17 of 18 industry categories.
Wow, that's incredible.
From 2003 to 2005, increases ranging from 67% in retail food to 4% in personnel services were discovered. Just the travel industry suffered a decline.
Okay.
Fast food with nearly 500 concepts represented 20% of the total, including many new franchises appearing to meet the demands of ethnic food taste. Retail and service business industries had new concepts. They gained 11% each. Entrepreneurs are creating new concepts with increasing frequency, the study determined. Over the past 3 years, Marty, nearly 900 concepts started franchising. We've been detailing this in past shows. 500 of those alone in 2005. How big is big, they say, based on franchise systems with at least one operating franchise unit, one-third of all concepts had more than 100 units, and nearly half had more than 50 units.
Wow.
Significantly influenced by the growing number of new concepts in the past few years, 25% had 10 or less units. So also, the franchising sector has witnessed a trend of multi-unit expansion in recent years, leading observers to expect that the percentage of systems with larger unit counts to increase in size. And the last part of this is the strongest growth in the number of franchise units in excess of 25% was mainly experienced in three industry categories: building and construction, child-related. Child care franchises,
right,
and also service businesses. You know, they're so prevalent. Those are some of the smaller investment sizes. And
absolutely, yeah. There's some great opportunities. You know, because people, I mean, again, this time is so precious today. You know, I mean, it's such a valuable commodity. I'm sure Warren will even mention that. You know, it's absolutely. So that's a great topic. I think what we'll do here is I know Warren's actually come in, Don. So what we'll do is I think we'll take a break here, and what we do is when we come back, we'll go into segment two, and we'll bring Warren in, and maybe we'll have some time at the end of the show to talk about some of these great things as well.
Right, good, okay.
So I think what we'll do is we'll break here, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
World Talk Radio.
Service Brands International, I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry, you made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchisor, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock franchise opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And our next guest is Warren Gresius, who is one of the top motivational speakers in business. And Warren is an expert in the area of personal and professional development. He delivers over 70 talks a year to corporations and associations throughout the world. And his presentations on success, motivation, and sales raise the keynote speech to a form of performance art. His energetic, no-holds-barred delivery offers a unique blend of street-smart sales instincts, confidence, and every person's potential, and no-nonsense goal-setting methods. Warren is also the author of the best damn sales book ever, and also hosts his own radio show. Good morning, Warren. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Marty. How you doing?
I'm good today, Warren. Warren, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who's also the president of Diamond Financial Services.
Hey, Don, I loved you on Nash Bridges.
There you go.
I get joked about it all the time, Warren, but it's great. Sometimes I tell people I made up the name just for sales purposes to have the Don Johnson name.
Absolutely. It works. It works, Warren.
It is an icebreaker, and, yeah, I really appreciate you coming on the show, Warren.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be with you guys.
Yeah, I've been in sales 20 years personally. I've had my own business for 17 years, and you know, really looking forward to, like Martin and I were talking earlier, really learning a few things from you today. So you think you'd be able to teach us something today, Warren?
I sure as hell hope so.
I think you're from New York City, or a city guy, huh?
Well, originally, yeah. I grew up in Brooklyn, spent most of my life in New York City. I lived in Manhattan for 25 years, and then just about 10 years ago, we moved to Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm originally from Brooklyn myself, Warren.
Oh, yeah? Where?
A little past Bay Ridge, Carroll Gardens, actually.
Carroll Gardens, sure. I know the area well. I grew up in Sheepshead Bay.
Oh, okay, sure. I know Sheepshead well. That's fantastic.
Yeah, my dad grew up in Brooklyn, Flatbush and Avenue J, and my in-laws live down in North Carolina. I'm in the financing business. We have a home office down in Raleigh, so...
Okay, I'm right near you. I'm in Chapel Hill, 30 miles away.
Right, good.
That's fantastic. Warren, again, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You know, congratulate on the success of your book, the best damn sales book ever. It has 16 rock-solid rules to achieving sales success, and also your radio show, which is very informative.
Thank you.
Don and I were also so excited to have you on the show today because your book and your presentations, I don't think are just for salespeople, Warren, but they're for business owners and really almost anyone.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of the stuff I talk about can work for anybody out there, but we especially work a lot with salespeople, and I do speak in front of a lot of small business owners.
Absolutely. You know, and that's pretty much our audience, Warren. You know, it's a lot of prospective franchisees and entrepreneurs, so you can say. So, you know, so that's why I was so excited to have you on the show today, because I really think they can benefit from listening to you.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background, Warren? I understand you started as a salesman in New York City's garment district.
That's right. That's the Aberdeen Proving Grounds for salespeople.
I guess it is, huh?
I started in the garment center in 1973, July. That was my first sales job ever. I spent 10 years as a salesman, then a sales manager, and then I ran a manufacturing company. And then in 1983, I decided I'd had enough, that I don't like this, and I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. So I went to work for a small training and consulting firm in New York City as their head of sales and marketing and sold sales training programs.
Wow.
Spent a couple of years doing that. I sat in the audience, watched every program they did. Every program I sold, I sat in the audience, and I listened, and I learned. And
right.
I pretty much tripled their business in 2 years, and then decided after watching all these seminars and listening to all this stuff, I said, you know, I could do that.
Absolutely.
I said, I think I could do that better than the guys that are doing that, and I'm bringing in all the business, so why should I split the money with these characters?
Exactly.
So I decided to start my own business, and in 1986, I started my business as a speaker, and I've been doing it ever since. So I've been speaking for 21 years now.
Wow, so you've been doing it a long time now.
Yes, I have.
That's fantastic. In your book, Warren, the best damn sales book ever, you talk about the characteristics of successful salespeople. Mm-hmm. And I believe Dave Thomas once said, success leaves clues. Can you discuss for our listeners the characteristics of successful salespeople?
Sure. Well, the first characteristic that I talk about is that successful people and successful salespeople are self-motivated. They don't wait
Absolutely.
For someone else to tell them what to do. I mean, that's what a lot of the book is about. It's
right.
about self-motivation and how do you create self-motivation. I mean, I'm a motivational speaker.
Right.
Yes, but that term is kind of a loose term in that, yeah, I could get up there and I could give you a fire and brimstone, and then the next hour you'll be swinging from the chandeliers. But 24 hours later, you're going to wake up, you're going to say, who was that guy? Because that's real external motivation.
Right, I see.
What I really try to do and what people really need to do is I try to give people the tools and the techniques that allow them to be better able to motivate themselves.
Right.
Because internal motivation is long term. External motivation is short term. And I think if you don't motivate yourself, especially when it comes to sales, when it comes to business, I mean, you know, what's going to get you out of bed every single day and go out there to get your brains beat in? Because I got to tell you something. When you're in business, when you're in sales, you're going to get your brains beat in a lot more than you're going to succeed. So you've got to be able to take the rejection. You've got to be able to take the no's. And so it's ability to motivate yourself. It's an ability to be goal-oriented. In other words,
right.
if you don't have a set of written goals and a written action plan that helps you create a sense of purpose, a focus, and a direction for both your life, your career, and your business, then you're going to end up nowhere. In other words, if you don't know where you want to end up and you don't know how you're going to get there, then what's the motivation to even get out of bed in the morning?
Sure, absolutely.
Right. That's a good point, Warren. I tell myself every day driving to work, sales is mostly negative. It's mostly rejection. It's just part of the process. And just to stay the course, have goals, so important. Some of these things you're mentioning early on. You got to just.
That's right. I mean, what's going to get you through the days when nothing happens?
Right.
Exactly. Right, absolutely. That's something. What else, Warren? What else?
So as far as other characteristics of successful people, Warren, you mentioned to be goal-oriented. And,
goal-oriented, self-motivated.
These are the people with the best attitudes, I guess you would say, right?
Well, the successful people have the best attitudes. There's no question about it. I mean, you know, attitude is such a big part of your success. I mean, you know, we're talking to business owners out there, right? And prospective business owners.
Absolutely.
Right? One of the biggest questions I get when I speak to small business owners is, how do I find good people? What do I look for? And the first thing I tell them is, you hire attitude.
Right.
First and foremost, you hire attitude. Because I'll guarantee you, you can pretty much teach anybody everything there is to know about your business in a relatively short period of time.
Absolutely, I agree.
But go try to teach them attitude. If they don't come with it, chances of them getting it once you hire them are pretty slim.
That's tough, right? Absolutely.
I mean, let's face it. If someone's attitude... let me ask you this. When is your attitude always the best on a job? When you first get the job.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, if you hire somebody, they're not gung-ho the first day, the chances of them getting more gung-ho 6 months later are pretty slim.
Absolutely.
Right. Human nature, it goes the other way as people go. And that was going to be another question I was going to ask you, Warren, is, you know, people being creatures of habit can fall back into old habits. And
that's right.
I guess part of your speeches and books, I guess, teach people to, you know, to not fall back into those bad habits, to stay the course over the long term, stay motivated.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's where the goals come from. That's where the action plan comes from. Because, you know, if you have an action plan that you've broken down, if you have a goal and you've broken the action plan down into smaller, easier to accomplish goals, then you've created a direction for yourself. And if you have that direction and you have those broken down goals, you see, every day you're shooting at something. You know, you got to break
absolutely.
It down. In other words, break it down into accomplishable steps. Break it down into continuous action. Give yourself the ability to measure your progress. Because if you do that, if I have a big goal and I can break it down into smaller, easier to accomplish goals, then every day I wake up, I have something to shoot for.
Right, absolutely.
And if I make it if I make the small steps accomplishable, every day I'm accomplishing something. Which is why I tell salespeople, don't have a sales goal, have an activity goal.
Right.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Like a game, really. Habit is like a game, a self-motivating game to meet your goals.
Absolutely.
A little bit, a lot. Not a lot, a little bit.
Right. And it's interesting, Warren, because I guess you've noticed this, you know, a lot of salespeople in their first year, you know, they do hit their numbers, and then they go into their second year, and they have that's what's called a sophomore jinx.
That's right. You know why?
I guess they stopped doing what they were doing.
Because in your first year, you're too stupid to know you're not supposed to do this stuff.
There you go.
But most first-year salespeople are very gung-ho because some veteran hasn't grabbed them and said, you don't want to do that every day. Let's go get some coffee.
Absolutely.
So they go, you know, I once spoke at a light bulb manufacturing company.
Right.
The night before my speech, I'm there, so I attended their awards dinner. It's, you know, one of those interminable awards dinners where it's like a Little League banquet where everybody gets a trophy.
Sure, absolutely.
And I'm sitting in the audience, and they come out with the Salesperson of the Year award, and who wins it? A rookie. Salesperson.
Right.
Right? So they call this kid up on the stage, and I got to tell you, this guy looked like a deer in the headlights.
Oh, my God.
he was a young guy. Personally, he looked a little dopey to me. He looked like he got dressed in the dark. He gets up there. He doesn't have any idea what the heck's going on. They give him this trophy. They say to him, they give him this award. They say, tell us the secret of your success.
Right.
He says, I don't know. He said, my manager told me I got to see 30 people every day, and that's what I did.
There you go.
Guys, they wouldn't believe him. They kept asking him, what's the secret of your success? He said, I don't know. My manager told me see 30 people every day, and that's what I did.
That was it. Absolutely.
I guarantee you, by the second year, he wasn't doing that anymore. Because by the second year, he figured he'd paid his dues.
Exactly.
And I don't have to go
through
this
anymore. Or he got cocky from winning this past year.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's something that you emphasize in your presentation, too, where, you know, successful salespeople, they aren't really any smarter. You know, that's been my experience of, you know, working with some fantastic salespeople, is that they're not really any smarter. They just, they do a lot more prospecting.
They see more people than anybody else.
Exactly.
They see more people
attitude,
than
yeah.
anybody else. You know, I know a lot of smart guys that don't do any business.
Right.
Because they think they're smarter than everybody else, and they don't have to go prospect. Well, I don't care how good. You know the old expression, if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
Because the world does. If you don't get the world to beat a path to your door, if you're not out there telling them you exist, then they're not going to come and see you. If you're not out there, I don't care how good your product is, I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how polished your presentation is, if you have no one to tell your story to, nothing happens.
Absolutely.
If you're not knocking on doors, if you're not pounding away at that telephone, if you're not getting in front of people on a continuous, everyday basis, if you're not generating consistent activity on a continual, everyday basis, nothing's going to happen. Activity, sales are just a byproduct of activity.
Right, absolutely.
So there's no shortcuts, and whether it's just sales or somebody opening up a franchise business, you know, you just have to work hard. What Marty and I have talked a lot about on previous shows, a lot of guests we've had on, there's really no shortcuts. You got to work hard. You got to get your name out there. Even if when the time comes you're doing well, you have to always look to evolve and look to do things better, work harder.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even, you know, how many retailers don't think they need to advertise all the time?
Right.
Oh, everybody knows me. I don't need to advertise. But I find that the stupidest statement. It's one of the stupidest statements of all time, because if you think about it, I mean, do you think anybody doesn't know who McDonald's is?
Right, or Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
Yet they advertise all the time.
Absolutely.
And yet I've had small business people say to me, well, you know, everybody knows me. I really don't have to spend that much on advertising. Oh, really? Okay, that's good. Well, all I know is that in recessions, that companies that continue to advertise and continue to spend the same amount, if not more money on advertising, come out of recessions far better than those that don't.
Absolutely.
Because
that's the
you
time
create
to advertise
perception.
More. Yeah.
You create perceptions. When people, when you know, in really good times, when clients don't see you or hear from you, they just assume you're busy. In tough times, if they don't see or hear from you, they just assume you're out of business.
Right. Keep putting the name in front of them.
That's right.
One of my favorite parts of my business, Warren, I'm in franchise finance services. I just love prospecting, cold calling. That's all I try to find my time for, to pick up the phone and, you know, mm-hmm. eventually meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell our listeners, why is prospecting so important?
Well, like I just said, it nothing else matters unless you're in front of somebody.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you know, I have known salespeople who were borderline idiots. I'm serious, but they did a lot of business. Why? Because they just spoke to more people than anybody else.
Exactly.
Now, everything being equal, if you're a smart guy, Don, if you're a smart guy, Marty, and I'm a dope, but we all see the same amount of people, you guys are going to do far more business than I am.
Right.
But if I see twice as many people as you, even though I'm a dope, I'm going to do more business than you.
Exactly.
Because that's what prospecting is all about. In a survey done of top salespeople, these are top producers, they asked them, where do you spend your time, energy, and effort in your sale? And there was four categories involved. There was prospecting, there was product knowledge, there was presentation skills, and personal and professional development.
Right.
And they say, how do you spend your time? And they said, this was what the group said, top producers, 50% of time, energy, and effort prospecting.
Wow.
Right. Okay.
Incredible.
It was like, let's see, it was 15% in personal and professional development.
Right.
15% product knowledge and 20% presentation skills. But 50% of their time prospecting. That doesn't necessarily mean cold calls. That could mean referrals, anything. But that just means getting on that phone, setting up appointments, knocking on doors, getting in front of people, talking to people every single day.
Right, absolutely.
And they create the habit. You know, we talked about habits.
Sure.
You don't create habits by doing it once in a while. It's like exercise. Unless you go on a regular basis, you're not going to get in shape. I would rather see you exercise 5 days a week for 20 minutes each day than once a week for 2 hours.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
And that, that's
really
what
just be relentless,
do.
Always on the go in good times or bad. Always get the name out there.
You know when the best time to sell is? There's a couple of great times to sell. Either Friday afternoons or when business is weak.
Right.
And you know why? Because in those two time periods, most of your competition has stopped. They've given up.
That's something.
Yeah, I've always
makes a lot of sense.
I've always had the attitude, just call people at any time. At one time, I was don't call people early on a Monday or late on a Friday, but sometimes late on a Friday, people might be in a better mood.
Yeah.
And you brought up a good point. You know, maybe there's no one else is calling.
That's the old you can't do business in December. That's what they told me when I first got to the garment center.
Right, absolutely.
They said you can't do business in December. Nobody buys dresses in December. Because they're all getting ready for the holidays, and nobody's
right.
people don't buy dresses as a Christmas present. You can't sell dresses in January because they just want to return what's left over from the holidays. Nobody's got any money. You can't sell dresses in the summer because all the buyers are on vacation. You can't do it on a Friday. Everybody's going away for the weekend. You can't do it on a Monday. They just come back on the weekend. They don't want to talk to you. I always think there's this one Wednesday in May.
there you go.
The only good time of the year to do business.
Right, absolutely.
And you know, I always found that you call when no one else is calling.
That's interesting. And it makes a lot of sense, Warren. You know, I mean, if you can't get in front of the prospects, I mean, all the other elements of the sales process don't really matter, do they?
That's right. Nothing else matters unless you can tell your story.
Exactly.
You know, I know... You know, in my business, now, this happened recently. My wife works with me, and she says, you know, it's so slow right now. Nothing's going on. We're not getting any bookings. I said, oh, I'm not worried about that. We're going to get a ton of bookings because we got so many irons in the fire. We got so many prospects in the pipeline right now. And I'm telling you guys, literally no more than 2 or 3 days later, a slew of new business came in. We had
something
within the next 2 weeks, we got over $100,000 in new business.
That's incredible.
And I knew that was going to happen because the pipeline was full. I had so many irons in the fire and so many possibilities going on that I don't worry. The only time I worry is when I don't have anything in the pipeline. I don't worry if there's no new business coming in as long as there's new prospects coming in.
Right, absolutely. And I guess you even keep a track record for yourself, Warren, too. You know, I mean, you know, you probably have everything down to a science, I suspect. You know, how many calls you have to make and how many appointments you have to make and, you know, all that other stuff.
That's right. That's the only way to handle rejection, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I read a book one time. I forget his name offhand, but I've read several, you know, biographies of top people that we've known in the business. But anyway, they say to get on as many lines as you can, meaning if there's already a few vendors of a client's using, hey, get your name on there because eventually you'll bump up the list and stay in touch with them. So that's my philosophy in business as far as sales. Just try to get information out, try to get on as many lines as possible, Warren.
That's funny. My wife does a lot of calling for our business, and our thing is, we have this database of like 5,000 different companies that, A, are qualified. We know they use speakers.
Right.
They have meetings, and they can afford to pay my fee. And she just keeps calling them over and over again because even if they don't hire me this year, eventually they're going to run out of people. They got to hire me.
Exactly.
I mean, we have people that we call them 6-7 years in a row. They say, no, we hired somebody else. We hired somebody else. Finally, they say, oh, what the hell? We might as well hire this guy. We run out of people, you know?
That's fantastic. Warren, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
That's great. Okay, so I think what we'll do here is we'll take another break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
World Talk Radio.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have a very interesting show. We have a very special guest, Warren Gresius, who is one of the top motivational speakers in the world. And, Don, I think you were up. We were going to ask Warren about, was it rejection?
Yeah, Warren, what's the best way to handle rejection?
There's only one way to handle rejection, guys, and that's to know how much rejection you need.
Right.
Let me explain that. You know, most if you're ever in a sales training session where a sales trainer says to you, don't take rejection personally, just let it roll off your back, it's not personal, walk out because I'll guarantee you that person has never sold anything.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, it is personal.
Right.
Okay, I've been selling for over 30 years now. I still slam down the phone and say, you dirty. And you know why? Because I care.
Exactly.
And it is personal. If you've ever driven 2 hours for an appointment and the jerk doesn't show up, it's personal.
Absolutely.
Okay? Everything in life is personal. Guys, if I said to you, don't take this personally, but the next thing I say, you're going to take personally.
Exactly.
Because everything in life is personal. So now, rejection stinks. I'm telling your audience right now, rejection stinks. You hate it. You got to hate it. You don't like it. But I got to tell you something. If you don't get it, you're out of business because selling is rejection. So how do you handle it? Know how much rejection you need. Start to track your numbers. Know your ratios. Know how many times you literally have to dial the phone to get to a decision maker.
Right.
Know how many decision makers on average you need to speak to get one appointment. Know what your cancellation rates on appointments are. Know what your closing ratios are. In other words, how many face-to-face visits do I need to make on the average to close one sale, and how much does that average sale put in my pocket? Because if you know that, then rejection doesn't become anything. If I know, for instance, let's say that every four or five times I dial the phone, I get to a decision maker. Every five decision makers I speak to, I get an appointment. I lose 25% of my appointments. I close one out of every three. I put an average of $1,000 in my pocket. Let's say I want to make $1,000. That means I need to be on three face-to-face visits to make $1,000. I need to set up four appointments because I get 25% of them canceled. So to get in front of three people, I need to get four appointments on the phone. I need to speak to 20 people because every five people I get one appointment, so I need to speak to 20 people, 20 decision makers, and I need to dial the phone 60 times. Because every three times I dial the phone, I get to a decision maker. So if you know that, and let's say I want to make two sales a week, so now I need to dial the phone 120 times. Okay? So I know, now I know, if all I do is dial the phone 24 times a day or 120 times a week, I'm going to get to those people, get the appointments, get in front of them, and make the sales. And now my goal is 24 dials a day. That's it. That's my goal, 24 dials a day. Doesn't matter what happens. As long as I dial the phone 24 dials a day, I'm going to get to my goal, which is two sales a week and $2,000 in my pocket. Now how motivated am I to dial the phone?
Absolutely.
I'm a lunatic.
Absolutely. It makes rejection a lot easier to handle, Warren.
That's right. And you know what you've just done? You've set yourself up to never, ever fail.
Exactly.
You see, because if you get an activity goal, see, my goal is 24 dials on the phone a day. Just remember something about activity. The generation of activity, the generation of those 24 dials, is the only thing that is 100% within the salesperson's control. For everything else, you need somebody else to say yes.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
Which means you accomplish your goals every day then, Warren.
That's right. See, the funny thing about salespeople and business owners, even though so many of them don't have to make a sale every single day, on the days when they don't make a sale, they feel like failures. Why?
Right,
you didn't have to.
Right, they go home feeling down, absolutely.
That's right, but if my goal is 24 dials on the phone a day and I'm hitting that goal every single day, I'm going to feel fantastic. My confidence level is going to skyrocket, which is going to now allow me to make more calls.
Absolutely. That's fascinating. What's the best way, Warren, to go about prospecting? I thought it was interesting. I think in your book you referenced using a script, which I'm very big on. I think it's fantastic, but I know a lot of salespeople don't like to use one.
Well, salespeople don't like to use scripts because they have the stupidest reasons for not using scripts. You know, it's not my personality,
right.
I can't be
not natural.
Spontaneous. In other words, I can't wing it. Why would you want to wing it?
Right, right.
You know what I say? The best comeback I have when salespeople tell me they don't like scripts because it's not them. I say, you ever go to a Broadway show?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. You think they use a script?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Did it sound like a script?
No, not at all.
You know why?
Because they practice.
That's right. Because they practice. Bingo. That's why salespeople that use scripts always sound so awful, because they never, ever practice. Professionals practice. Professional musicians, professional athletes, professional actors and actresses practice. If you were lying on an operating table and the surgeon looked over you and said, "Whoa, I've never seen anything like this before."
There you go.
Let's just wing it. What would you do? I mean, I'd be running the hell out of there, even if my
butt was
hanging out of that stupid thing they give you to wear. So you know, you got to practice. The thing, you know, if you went to that Broadway show and you sat in the audience, and you paid $100 a ticket, and the actors and actresses came out on stage and they said, "Listen, folks, we just got this script handed to us today. We didn't really have time to practice, so we're just going to wing it."
Right.
I'd be banging on the box office getting my money back.
Absolutely.
And the funny thing is, with Broadway stars and actresses and actors, they get that the first day of rehearsals, they read through the script. Because they don't know it, so they read through it. It sounds awful. But after months of practice, now, only then, once you know it, once you have it instinctively within you, can you tailor it to your personality.
Right, absolutely.
And the other thing is to script out the objections and the turnarounds, because the beautiful thing about salespeople is they hear the same 3, 4, 5 basic objections every single day. Yet tomorrow when they hear them again, they're going to act as if they never heard it before.
Absolutely. That's
so
something.
Script it out. Write down the most common objections you hear every day, and underneath each one, write out the turnarounds you will use to turn around those objections. If you out-prepare your opponent, you will win.
Exactly. What's the best way to turn around an objection, Warren?
I call it repeat, reassure, and resume.
Okay.
In other words, never argue with a prospect's or a client's objections. Why? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, let's face it. You must agree, we all know more about what we do and about our products and services than the prospect knows, right?
Sure.
Right.
So that makes us the expert. They don't know what they're supposed to know or not supposed to know. So why would you argue with someone who has no knowledge? If somebody says to me, "Send me information," I'd say, "Oh, I'd love to send you information." Repeat the objection, reassure them, tell them it's a brilliant, "Oh, I'd love to send you, I got stacks of this stuff here."
Absolutely.
And just keep on going because you don't want to send them the information. You just want to talk about what you want to talk about, which is getting the appointment. I'll say, you know, Mr. Jones, I'd love to send you information. I got stacks with you. Tell them that they're smart for feeling that way. But, you know, you will find that when I get there, not if I get there, but when I get there, I'm much more capable than the information is of answering your questions and showing you how we can help you to increase your sales. Can we get together next Tuesday at 3? Notice
Absolutely.
I go back to the purpose of the call. A lot of people get away from the purpose of the call. They want to discuss the objection. I want to discuss what time I'm coming over.
Absolutely.
See, that's what a script does for you. It allows you to control the conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Warren,
we have about
30 seconds, Warren. What's the best way to get in touch with you? I know you have a lot of different websites, and we actually have a link up on our show page, Warren, that you can actually link to.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I'm going to put my young man that works for me in touch with you guys so that we can link our sites to you. We
Absolutely.
Have a number of ways. They can call my 800 number, 800-858-1516. They can go to my website, which is egressus.com, which is egressus.com.
Okay.
And that will lead them to all my other websites, which I have a blog. I have a...
You have your radio show.
My radio show site, which is GreshusShow.com. And we have our book site, BestDamnSalesBook.com and GreshusBlog.com. They can subscribe to my blog, and they'll get 2, 3, 4 articles a week in their emails every single week, updating them on what's going on the blog. And they
Absolutely.
Can also email me at Warren@Greshus.com. And Greshus is G-R-E-S-H-E-S.
That's fantastic. Well, Warren, I think you're great, and we're going to have you back on the show again because there's so much more to talk about. Thanks, Warren. You have a great day today.
Great job, Warren.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks,
thank
Warren.
You, Don. Great talking with you guys.
Thanks
a lot.
Have
Take
a good
care.
One.
Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, fantastic, Don, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. All very practical stuff, you know, like we talked about. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world.
Absolutely.
You just got to be practical and work hard and he talked a lot about, you know, numbers game in sales.
Absolutely.
I've mentioned I've been in sales a long time, and he's reinforcing all the things that you have to do to be successful.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, he makes you want to get on the phone, doesn't he? And
yeah.
Just so dialing, exactly, so am I.
I'm going to pump up the phone. I hope the first person tells me they're not interested or send me information.
Exactly. Well, you did a great job today, Don, you know, and again, for our listening audience, go to franchiseinterviews.com, subscribe to our newsletter, and we've got another great show next week. We've got Allegro Print and Imaging, and we got Ken Six and Peter Felix of Arbitel coming up in, like, 3 minutes. So, great job, Don. You have a great day today, and I'll talk to you next week.
Good, buddy. Have a good holiday.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.